Hello everyone, it's nice to be back here. This is Jack and you're listening to the Midwestern Nice Radio Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song there, what a treat of a song. That was I Told You by Jay Caesar, which is just a song I've not been able to get enough of for the past week. I think I found out about it on maybe Friday or Saturday night, whenever I left for spring break. And it's just been on repeat all week. It's just absolutely incredible. It's been a while since I heard a song that so instantly like made me so excited about an artist's future. But I'm telling you now, Jay Caesar, very underrated. I've not really seen anyone talking about him. He's got like 600 monthly listeners on Spotify. But be watching, and in a few years, when more people are paying attention, you can come back to this show, come back to the archive, and see similarly to the song title, actually, that I told you. Anyways, my next song is from a classic artist that I love to play on my show on WMFO. This next song is No Romance by Tirza, which we'll do a better job of summing up the vibe of today's show than that last song. I just had to slip that last one in there. But I'm going to be playing some electronic tunes, lots of techno and house and drum and bass. Good stuff, you know? Anyways, yeah, once again, this is No Romance by Tirza, and also a classic song, so hopefully you enjoy.
Oh,
All right. Two more songs for y'all. That was No Romance by Tirza, followed by AZD Surf by Actress and Kai Campos of Mount Kimby. Kind of a, like a, that was like a dream collaboration when that single dropped, because I was listening to lots of Mount Kimby at the time, and Actress has been an artist who I've been somewhat fascinated with for a while. And yeah, No Romance by Tirza speaks for itself, just incredible song. Although it is a bit ironic that I played a song called No Romance today, because today is my parents' anniversary. So, happy anniversary to my parents, if either of them are listening now or later in the archive. Shout out to them, love them very much, and hope they're having a beautiful anniversary back at home. But they're both at work right now, so I don't know if either of them have the chance to listen. But anyways, thanks to them. I wouldn't be here without them. So yeah, pretty big day, I'd say. And now that I've shouted out my parents, I can continue with my music, as was the plan. My next track is by Hyperdub's finest, Jesse Lanza and Lorraine James. Two incredible players in the electronic music field right now, whom I am a very big fan of, both of them. And this is a remix of the song Face by Jesse Lanza from her third album, All the Time. And it's remixed by Lorraine James, who has made some of the best electronic music in the past few years, if you ask me. So, frankly, I'm just like giving my praise to these two artists, but it's because they deserve every bit of it. And you guys will hear why with this song, hopefully. So yeah, this is Face, Lorraine James remix, by Jesse Lanza and Lorraine James, of course. Enjoy. Thank you. All right. Once again, two more songs for all y'all. Some pretty great tracks, but before I talk about them in depth, I'm going to hand it over to my friend Lily because, as you all probably know, there comes a time in every great radio show for a PSA, and my friend Lily is here to read it. So, Lily, here you go.
Hi, everyone. I have a PSA about mental health for you all. Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a friend that helps your other friends with French class? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you that friend that shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, yeah. Shout out to all the friends in the world. Shout out to the chill out and watch TV friends as well as the mental health friends. And do your best to be both, always. Because sometimes people need a mental health friend, and sometimes people also need a chill out and watch TV friend. And you can also, you can always do both. Anyways, time to talk about music. Because that's what I do best. That first song, once again, which I went on and on about before I even played it, was the Lorraine James remix of Face by Jesse Lanza, which, like, I was singing its praises pretty loudly before I even played it. And after I've heard it once again, it just rejuvenated that joy that that song brings to me, because it's just such a cool song. The percussion that Lorraine James adds to the original track is just incredible. She has a way with percussion, for sure. And the source material of the original song is already great, because Jesse Lanza hardly ever misses. So, I don't know, just an amazing track. And that second one was Get Out of My Head by Sherelle. Sherelle's one of the key players in the modern drum and bass scene, in my opinion. And that was from a split single that she released with an artist called I Jordan. Or L. Jordan. I'm not sure if it's a lowercase L or a capital I, actually. But those two released a split single, and Get Out of My Head was Sherelle's addition to that. And that was just a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago now. And I've been meaning to play that, but I haven't gotten the chance. So I'm glad I have now. And in terms of new music, I've got a little bit more for you guys, because my next track is from Overmono, a British duo of two brothers who make electronic music together, and they have an album coming out in around the end of April, I think, maybe a month from now. Don't quote me on this, but I want to say April 28th. Yeah, I think April 28th is right, because that's a Friday. And this was the most recent single from it, Calling Out, which I thought was a pretty great song. And they have a lot of their album and EP covers have dogs on them. I don't know what type of dog it is, because I don't know two things about different dog breeds and stuff. But I was at the beach over spring break, and I saw a dog that was of that breed. And I thought to myself, what an Overmono dog that is. And I meant to take a picture so I could show it to any fellow Overmono fans. But alas, I didn't get the chance. Anyways, that's enough of me talking about dogs and stuff. This is Calling Out by Overmono, from their upcoming new album, which I wish I had the title of offhand, but I don't. So enjoy. All right. Some more hits for you guys. That last song there was Hold Me, T4T Embrace Mix by Aris Drew. And once again, that song before was Calling Out from Over Mono. And the album I learned due to Spinatron, the very helpful service that we log what we play on. Their album is called Good Lies, and that's coming out before long, allegedly. Anyways, two good songs, two fun songs. I don't have quite as much to say about them as the last few, but yeah, those breakbeats on Hold Me are incredible. And yeah, you know. Anyways, I'm going to take a moment now to talk about my favorite basketball team, the Orlando Magic. We are currently, I think, 31-42 or something, some bad record like that. But in this year of the NBA, we're seeing a lot of very close teams. So most teams are in that 30 to 35 win range. And you know what? The Magic are part of that. And I'm happy because last year we got like 23 wins or something the whole season. And lately, Markelle Fultz, our starting point guard, once declared a draft bust, has been really proving his worth on the team. He's one of my favorite players. Great playmaker, just all around solid basketball player. And we've only got a couple games left, but we've won our last three. We just beat the Brooklyn Nets last night. Great stuff. And it's not looking so bad. We could maybe make the play-in tournament, but that's, I'm not holding my breath. And just maybe, if we keep winning, we could see our way into the postseason, which would be great, because I think it's been quite a while since the Magic have found themselves there. But I think we have a very special squad, and if we draft well next year, it's gonna be good. Anyways, that's my Magic report. My next track is Cosmology by Rosa Terenzi, another fun electronic tune. Some good stuff, really. I've been listening to her EP, Stylish Tantrum, quite a bit lately, so hopefully you will hear this and it will implore you to listen to more as well. Enjoy. Thank you. I'm gonna fade this one out just a bit early because although it's a great song, it does just drag on for a while, and I want to make sure that I have time for the rest of my songs because I have two more bangers in store. So yeah, that was Cosmology by Rosa Terenzi, and my next song, without further introduction, from his new EP, The Cosmic Connection Volume 3, this is My Definition by Tim Reaper, one of the greatest junglists out right now. So enjoy. All right. Once again, that was My Definition by Tim Reaper off of his... Hold on. No, it isn't. Okay, anyways, sorry about that. That was My Definition from Tim Reaper's new EP, The Cosmic Connection, Volume 3. Check that out if you love drum and bass music and you love jungle music and you love awesome, fast drum breaks and great noises. And I have one more song for y'all today. But before I do that, I will do my station ID, because this is Jack, and this is the Midwest... Ugh, you're listening to the Midwestern Nice Radio Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was a mouthful, but I got there in the end. And sort of to move along with the fun dance floor vibes, that's not really what I'm going for here. I'm just kind of playing lots of fun electronic music. But to move forward with the fun electronic music, I have a song from Luke Vibert, or Vibert. I've never known if he has, like, a French last name or not. But he's been a pretty big player in the, like, weird guy electronic music scene for a long time. And I don't truthfully know that much of his music. I listened to his new album, which was pretty good. But this song is not from his new album. This is from an album from, like, 5-6 years ago called Everybody. And... It's a very fun song. I'll just let it speak for itself. I sound like Kawhi Leonard saying, like, he's a very fun guy in a very monotone voice. But I promise this is a fun one, and I hope you all will enjoy it with me. Thank you for listening this morning, by the way. If you're listening, I hope you have an amazing day and an amazing week, and I wish the same for those who aren't listening. But anyways, this has been the Midwestern Nice Radio Show, and I will see you all next week. Have a nice one.
Special request to everybody in the dance.
Everybody in the house, make some noise.
Everybody.
Special request to everybody in the dance.
You'll never figure out real love. Never figure out.